I'm first. So I'm Jolie Menzel up there. I am the lead narrative designer at Ubisoft San Francisco. There is a Ubisoft San Francisco. I was the lead on South Park: The Fractured Butthole. If anyone play that. I've been in the industry for about 7 years now. And I love it because I get to tell stories and help other people tell stories and just empower people to do that and use the medium to talk about themselves and about the world. Yeah. Who's next?
Hi, everyone. My name is Crystal Sanchez. I'm a principal PM at Xbox. I'm also part of the Women in Gaming leadership team. I've been in gaming for 14 years. I started my career in a very small startup studio in Santa Cruz, California. I'm a Bay Area native, so it's really nice to be home from Seattle. And I worked 12 years at EA, and I started in game development on The Godfather, which was our first M-rated open-world game. And then I worked on The Sims, which was awesome, because it was like 50% women. So yay, that was super fun. And I really am inspired by all of you and what we're doing in our industry today. I feel like there's not a better time to be a woman and a woman of a diverse background than right now today. So I look forward to everything that you guys build and create as we move forward in gaming.
Hi, I'm Farah Ali from Electronic Arts. I'm a senior director of engineering. I've been in gaming for about 3 years, but you know, I've been a gamer my whole life. And I'm particularly inspired by my dad because he, from a very young age, introduced me to gaming and kind of gave me the freedom to pick and choose and be inspired by games as a way to develop. I think it was culturally also something that wasn't seen around me. I grew up in Pakistan, and so I think that that's something that kind of really triggered my passion. Really excited to be here, really excited to share my experience, really excited to hear from all of you. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'm Samantha Ryan. And I'm a group GM over at Electronic Arts. I have BioWare, Maxis, and I have all our mobile studios under me. I've been in the industry, I'm an old timer, for almost 25 years. And yes, long time. And I don't know if anybody will remember this one, but my first game as a producer was a little game called No One Lives Forever. Anybody remember that? Old schoolers, back in the day. I worked at Monolith, which was an independent developer, and I started as a producer, worked my way up to the head, and worked there for 10 years. Then I went to Warner Brothers and ran all of their studios for about 8 years, and I've been at EA for 3 years, and I'm super happy to be here. I love interacting with people that are new in the industry and love sharing my stories and helping them wherever I possibly can, so thank you.
Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and I'm the director of Mixer Interactive and Developer Success. So Mixer is our game broadcasting platform at Microsoft, if you're not familiar with it. I actually got to join Xbox 17 years ago. So if you remember Fusion Frenzy at all, that was the very first game I worked on. So my background's a little different. I actually have my degree in child psychology, so I didn't realize I would find myself in the video game industry, but I've loved it. Specifically, the creativity that we get to bring into our jobs every day. And I've had the opportunity to really be in the incubation space a lot. So I helped create the Xbox Live Arcade product, if you guys are familiar with that, digital gaming downloads. Very cool, some fans back there. Geometry Wars came from that, just so you know. Some good ones, lots of Behemoth and all that stuff. And then additionally, I've gotten to help do other technology in incubation, so including helping work on Kinect and then HoloLens. I helped run the day-to-day publishing of ID at Xbox for several years, and then now getting to do Mixer. So it's super exciting for me to get to be here. One of my passion areas, especially I think having that psychology background, is actually really growing people and getting more women specifically into technology. So congratulations. Thank you for just showing up to be here. You guys are in an amazing room full of other peers. So I just look forward to the conversations today. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Helen Chang, and I head up the Minecraft studio. Thanks. I've been an Xbox for 11 years. I always hate saying that because it dates me on how old I am. And especially looking around the room with so many young, fresh faces of people who, you know, just talking at my table, of people who are here at GDC for the first time. I'm so excited to see all the women in this room and all the supporter of women in this room. I am incredibly passionate about girls being in games. I have two young daughters, and so when I think about what motivates me and why I'm here, it's to show them about what girls can do, and so that's why I'm here. And so thank you for all participating in the Women in Gaming Rally, and I'm excited for everybody that I'm going to meet today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shannon Loftus. I have been... thank you. I was there at the first dinner. Kiki was there, Bonnie Ross, Laura Fryer, Heather Burgess, and that was 18 years ago, and we decided it was the most sane moment of the, I think it was E3 at that point, right? When E3 was in Atlanta. The next year we decided that we would each invite a friend and to see whether or not there was any uptake, and we had so many people interested, we had to reserve an entire restaurant. And we knew then that we had something that was much bigger than just a few friends getting together for dinner before a primarily masculine and at the time like horribly, horribly sexist event. So I look around this room and I consider the fact that it's a full day of Wig Rally and my mind is completely blown. I cannot thank Angela Hessian, Jen Panettone, Nicole Fawcett, Shelley. Like, there are just so many incredible people who have put so much time and effort into pulling this together. And the thing that makes me most proud this year is the fact that it is not just a Microsoft-only event, that there are Ubisoft, like we have other corporate sponsors, which is wonderful, you know, broadening this to make it industry-wide. And then I'm just going to throw it out there. Right now, there's two organizations, Wiggy and Wig. My goal is to bring those together as well. Like, there's no reason for us to be separate. So anyway, super excited for today. Thank you all for coming. Thanks for bringing your energy. And thanks for being in the industry. And stay in the industry.
Hi, I'm Anach Perling from Toya. I'm super excited. I'm not a native speaker, so I'm going to read. I'm not from the US. I'm from Tel Aviv in Israel, yet I know we face the same challenges. I feel it's a pivotal moment where we can rise and move forward from reasons we all share and aware of. I've been working for the advancement of women in the film industry in my country for more than 15 years. And we have made a significant change in the representation of women from 3% to almost 30%, with budgets accordingly, with hard work at the parliament. I believe this shift is happening in the gaming industry as well. I have co-founded Toya 2 years ago. We are two female entrepreneurs. Toya is a content creator developing games and media, all inspired by the stories of exceptional women who changed and keep changing our world. We want to make our voice heard, and for us, Minecraft is the perfect game to implement all this, as it is as it encourages you to explore without boundaries in a safe environment. I'll be happy to talk to all of you about challenges and successes and failures I've had. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Stephanie Perotti, and as you can maybe guess by my accent, I'm French. I'm from Ubisoft. I've been in the gaming industry with Ubisoft for more than 20 years, and today I'm adding all our online services, but also our casual games division. So we are developing brands such as Just Dance or Mario Rabbids and a lot of cool things that fits pretty well within our more traditional AAA portfolio. So I'm very excited by that, actually, and by making that switch every day between online services and casual, and making sure that we can also bring with all our creations, but also all our services, our players closer to what we do. And I would say that's probably the thing I'm the most passionate about in what I do today, is how we build an inclusive community, and how we reduce the bridge and the gap between our developers and our players. I'm super happy to be there, and I'm expecting great discussions with all of you.
Hi, I'm Kiki Wolfkill. I am the studio head for... That's so sweet. Thank you. For Halo Transmedia. And what that is, it's really how we expand the universe and create stories and experiences that allow players and viewers to engage with Halo outside of the games and really thinking about how we build emotional connection with the universe and our characters in different ways. I've been in game development for over 20 years. The entertainment side of it's a little bit new for me over the last years, which has been an exciting challenge. But I'm really passionate about storytelling. I'm really passionate about the idea of shared experiences and how people connect with each other and with story in games. And I love gaming. So this has always been my favorite part of GDC. It's so energizing for me personally, both because I get to see all these fabulous ladies once a year, but also because this room has so much potential. And when I think about what we can do as an industry, the power of all of you is so palpable and so important. And so for me, I always come out of this really sort of energized about what we can all do together. So thank you. I look forward to our conversations.
Hello. Hi. I'm Sierra McDonald. I am a program manager for a group called Xbox ATG. Yeah. Thank you. And so we work closely with game developers to help them make their games, help them get their games working successfully on our platforms. And specifically, I work on game developer education. So I've been on this team for about 6 months. Before that, I had been in various parts of Xbox, most recently Achievements. And I've been at Microsoft for 14 years, in Xbox for 9.5. And one of the things that really inspires me, I guess, about being in the game industry is that time before I came into the industry myself, I actually didn't really know what it meant to work on games. I thought it was graphics and AI, and I was like, I don't want to do either of those, so no thanks. So I just played games. But then once I joined Xbox, I actually came through doing marketplace stuff because I had previously worked on payment systems. And so then I was like, oh my God, there are so many jobs in the game industry and so many opportunities for people, definitely in engineering, but even in non-engineering things. So that's one of the things that's important to me, is to kind of help bring that awareness to other people, other women, young girls, to show them that whatever it is you're interested in doing, there's probably space for you in the game industry to do it. So come on over here. So I look forward to meeting you guys. Thank you.